Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esti Kimchi, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yehoshua Perek Daled. First, let's do a quick recap of Perek Gimel. Klal Yisrael had started preparing to cross the Yarden. The high-ranking officers of Klal Yisrael had instructed the Kohanim to prepare the Aron HaKodesh for the crossing of the Yarden, and Klal Yisrael was warned not to come too close to the Aron HaKodesh. Hashem tells Yehoshua at the crossing of the Yarden that all of Klal Yisrael are going to know that I am with you. And Yehoshua announces to Klal Yisrael that through this amazing miracle of crossing the Yarden, they're going to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them and will also be helping them in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. The Kohanim, led by the Aron Kodesh, enter the Yarden, and then the miracle occurs and the Yarden splits and Klal Yisrael starts to pass through the Yarden to the other side. Perek Daled. Now, Perek Daled actually is going to go a little bit back in time, and it's going to take us back to the story of the crossing of the Yarden itself. And even within the Perek, we're going to have these moments of flashback where the Perek sort of stops and retells and recounts part of the story. So we'll start with just a summary of the Perek. In the middle of the crossing of the Yarden, Hashem commands Yehoshua to take one man from each of the 12 Shvatim and gather a total of 12 stones that are going to be placed as a monument of the miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just performed for them. These stones are going to be placed in Gilgal, and they'll be a memorial for later generations of Klal Yisrael, and actually for all of mankind, a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Yehoshua is also going to command 12 different men from the 12 tribes, to pick up another set of 12 stones, and these are going to be placed in the middle of the Yarden. The Kohanim will finish crossing the Yarden with Klal Yisrael, and the water of the Yarden is going to return to its original place. Let's take a deeper look. Pasuk Aleph. Vayihi ka'asher tamu kol ha'goy la'avar es ha'yarden, and it was when the entire nation had finished passing over the Yarden, vayom ha'ashem al Yehoshua le'man. Hashem says to Yehoshua, saying. So again, this is taking place on the 10th of Nisan. And we're now going to understand why Yehoshua was told in the last parak to set aside 12 different men. Pasuk beis, k'chu lachem min ha'am shneim asar anashim. Take for yourself 12 men. Ish echad mishevet. One man from each of the different tribes. V'tzavu osam, pasuk gimel, v'tzavu osam limar, and command them saying, s'u lachem mizeh mitoch ha'yardin. You're going to take for yourself from here, Mimatzav ragli hakohanim, from where the kohanim, who are obviously carrying the aron, are standing, hachin shteim esrei avanim, pick 12 stones, v'ha'avartem osam, and you'll carry them, imachem with you, v'hinachtem osam b'malon asher talini bo halayla, and you're going to carry them all the way to the place that you're going to be staying that night. Now, I just want to pause for a moment here and share that the Gemara in Sota describes us a little bit about the size of these stones. These were not small rocks at all. The Gemara tells us that Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Abba Chalafta, Rabbi Eliezer ben Masya, Vachananya ben Chachinai. Or each of these Chachamim say, Omdu al Osanavanim. We saw and we stood on those rocks, on those stones, Vishi'uram kol achas va'achas shukula karba'im seh. And they were each measuring about 40 seh, which was an enormous, enormous measurement. So these were 12 enormous stones. That in itself is a huge nace that these 12 men were meant to carry with them through the Yarden. And they were going to carry them with them all of that day until they would set them up where they would be sleeping that night. And that was going to be a very, very long day. So the Perek continues, and we'll describe what happens in that day in a moment, but the Perek continues with Pasuk, Dalad and Hey. Yehoshua calls the 12 men who prepared, one man from each tribe, and he tells them to pick these stones with them, carry them on their shoulders. And what are you supposed to do with them? And Pasuk Vav, what's the purpose? L'ma'antiyye zos os bekir b'chem. These stones are going to be set up as a sign for you that ki sha'alud b'neichem machar, when your children will ask you tomorrow, or really any time in the future, lemar, and they'll say, ma'avanim ha'ela lachem, what are these stones all about? And Chazal say they're going to be asking, what are the stones all about? And why are there 12 of them? Va'amar telahem, and he shall say to them, Pasuk Zion continues, Asher nichrusu meimei ha'yardin, these stones are a testimony to how the waters of the Yarden stopped as Bnei Yisrael crossed with the Aron in front of them. And these are going to be l'zikaron l'vnei Yisrael adonam. They are going to be a forever, a forever lasting memorial for Am Yisrael. So I just want to pause for a moment and talk about the idea and purpose of setting up stones, because we know throughout ancient history, we have lots of examples in non-Jewish history as well of stones being set up. These were called stila, and they were set up huge stones inscribed sometimes with words and sometimes with pictures. And they would usually tell the story of a victory or a battle that was won. The Abarbanel actually says, and we know the Romans were very famous for setting up these. They have mile markers, which we can see actually until today in Eretz Yisrael. You can see some of these Roman mile markers, which were set up with the names of the victorious kings or battles that had been won. But the Abarbanel says that in his time, he saw many of these Roman stones that had been set up, both in Italy and in Spain. So we're actually going to come across a few sets of 12 stones. One of them we've already seen, Moshe Rabbeinu at the foot of Har Sinai, we're told in Parshas Mishpatim, is going to set up 12 stones. And in this parak, we see Yehoshua taking 12 stones from the Yarden, and we're actually going to see in a few Pesukim time another set of 12 stones. But before we get to that second set, let's just try and understand the background to this set of 12 stones, the one that Yehoshua has now commanded the Bnei Israel to take from the Yarden. Actually, these 12 stones were a fulfillment of a direction that Moshe Rabbeinu had told Bnei Yisrael in Parshas Kisavon. Let me read you some of those Pesukim, because Moshe Rabbeinu there tells Bnei Yisrael, describing exactly what's happening on this day, on the 10th of Nisan, right now as they're crossing. Moshe says, "V'haya bayom asher ta'avru es ha-yarden." It's going to be on the day that you cross the Yarden. "Al ha'aret asher Hashem Elokecha nosein lecha." When you come into the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, v'hakimosi lacha avanim gadolos, you're going to set up there for yourselves these large stones, v'sadata of sambasid, and you're going to coat them with plaster, v'chasavta alehen es kol divrei haTorah hazos, and you're going to write on them the entire Torah. Why? V'haya ba'avrachem es hayarden, it will be when you come across the Yarden, Tokimosa Avanim Ha'ele, set up these stones, Asher Anochi Mitzaveh Eschem Hayom, that I am commanding you about. Where should you set them up? Har Evel. You're going to take them all the way with you to Har Evel. V'sadata Osam Basid. And again, he says that you should plaster them with plaster, coat them with plaster. And there you're going to build a Mizbeach V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Evel. You're going to we know that what's going to happen there in Har Gorizim and Har Evel are going to be the Brachos and Klalos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu continues, V'zavachta shlamim, you're going to offer up sacrifices there, V'achalta sham, and you're going to eat there, V'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, and you're going to rejoice before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, he stresses, V'chasavta al havanim es kol zivri ha-Torah hazos be'er hitiv, and you're going to write on these stones the entire Torah very, very clearly. So Moshe Rabbeinu has already told this to Am Yisrael, and Yehoshua is just following the directive that Moshe has said, that on the day that you come into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to take 12 stones. You're going to carry these 12 stones with you. It's a very long day, and the Gemara is going to describe exactly what happens on that day. They're going to go from the Yarden, having crossed all of Am Yisrael. They're going to then go all the way up to Har Gerizim and Har Eval. They're going to take these stones with them. They're going to set up a Mizbeach there. They're going to offer up karbonos. They're going to do the brachos and klalos, and they're going to put plaster on these stones, write on these stones the entire Torah, and then they're going to carry these stones with them all the way back down to Gilgal and set them up there that night. And Rav Lef shares something immensely beautiful. He says, even though that day is a massively packed day, so much going on, Moshe has already told Bnei Yisrael that on the day you come to Eretz Yisrael, on the day that you're Zocha to establish yourself, to first set foot in Eretz Yisrael, the very first thing that you have to do is ensure that you've written up the Torah, that you know that Klal Yisrael is only Zocha to an Eretz Yisrael because of the Torah. In fact, we know that Yehoshua, who is the author of the second paragraph of benching, the Bracha of Nodeh, or what we call Birchas Haaretz, he there also reminds us of this. And I'll just quote the words from benching. We say, Nodeh lecha Hashem Elokeinu al shehenchalta la'avoseinu. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's established for us, for our ancestors, this beautiful Eretz Chemda Tova Rochav, this beautiful land, this wide land. And then we say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who took us out of Mitzrayim and released us from being slaves. We mention there the mitzvah of bris mila. And then we say, V'al torasacha shelimadetanu v'al chukecha shehodatanu. We thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Torah you gave us and for your chukim that you have made known to us. Pasuk Ches tells us that Bnei Yisrael followed exactly what Yehoshua told them to do. Vayasu chen Bnei Yisrael kashet tziva Yehoshua. Bnei Yisrael does exactly what Yehoshua has told them, and they take these 12 stones and they cross the Yarden with them, and they're going to carry them with them. Vayavirum imam el hamalon vayanichusham, and they're going to carry with them and place them where they lodge that night. And now in Pasuk Tes we hear about this next set, or rather the third set of 12 stones. And now Yehoshua sets up 12 stones in the middle of the Yarden, tachas matziv ragle hakohanim, under the feet of the Kohanim, who are carrying Nosei Aron HaBrit, who are carrying the Arna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vayusham ad hayom hazeh. And these stones are there until this very day. Now, again, we don't know exactly where these stones are today, and it's also not clear, says the Mefarshim, if these stones were meant to be set up to be sort of peeking out above the water so that we would have been able to see them, or they were specifically left under the waterline. But this second set of stones that Yehoshua takes on that day was also set up there as a memorial of the amazing nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had performed. And actually, Radak points out that af al pi shelo ra'inu shetzivahu hakel al eila ha'avanim, even though we don't see anywhere in the Torah or anywhere HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanding Yehoshua to take and set up these stones, we know that he only does things because he had been commanded to do them by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So before we leave the story of the 12 stones, I just want to think for a minute about this imagery of 12 stones and where we've come across 12 stones before. We know, famously, Yaakov Avinu running away from Esav, running eventually towards Lavan, is going to find himself on Har HaMoriah, and he's going to have the dream with the ladder. And we know that he takes 12 different stones, the Pasukim tells us, and puts them round his head as he goes to sleep that night. And Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer describes so beautifully what was going on that night. Lokach Yaakov, 12 avanim, Yaakov takes these 12 stones, me avnei ha-mizbeach, he actually took them from the mizbeach, shena'akad alav Yitzchak Aviv, that his father Yitzchak had lain on for the Akedah, and he places them around his heads. And what was he doing? Says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, Yaakov Avinu was turning around to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, with the imagery almost of these 12 stones, he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm running away now, I'm going away, but I want to ask you, am I going to be Zoha to establish the 12 tribes? Is Klal Yisrael going to eventually come from me? And more importantly, if I do have 12 tribes, will they become one? Or will they be fragmented? And I'll read the beautiful words of the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. He says, "Lahodia she'asidin la'amod mimenu shneim asar shvatim." Yaakov Avinu was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Please tell me, are the 12 shvatim going to become established through me?" V'na'asu kulan even achas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to turn this into one stone, lahodio, to inform him. Yet, indeed, Yaakov Avinu, what you are davening for, what you are hoping for, is going to come true. Shekulan asidim liyos goy echad ba'aretz. That Hashem turns these 12 different stones into one stone as a message to Yaakov Avinu that from you will come these 12 tribes, and yes, they will become one nation. Where goy echad ba'aretz? They're going to become this one nation in Eretz Yisrael. And so here we have, it's amazing, because we know when Yaakov Avinu crosses over and he runs away, he says later about himself, Ki b'makali avarti es ha-yardin. All I had with me when I crossed the Yarden was just a stick. I had nothing. I crossed the Yarden and I didn't know what was going to become of me. I had, you know, this, I was holding on to this message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given me, that the 12 tribes would come from me and that they would become established as one nation. But I really crossed that Yarden with nothing, not a penny to my name. And now here we have, and it's beautiful when we think about it, it's beautiful. Klal Yisrael is now crossing the Yarden as a nation. And they take these 12 stones, one for each tribe. And we again have this imagery of 12 stones, and they place these 12 stones as a monument. And Chazal say these 12 stones all had to be similar in size, and they had to be grouped together to signify that Klal Yisrael is one group. And really, this is the message, that Klal Yisrael is zocha to an Eretz Yisrael, both on account of the Torah that they're committing to learn, the Torah that's going to be written on these stones, but also that through their achdus, if Klal Yisrael comes together, 12 tribes merging as one unit, as one large stone, then that's also going to be a zochus, that it's going to allow us to keep and live in Eretz Yisrael. The parak continues, Pasuk Yud sort of does a flashback to Bnei Yisrael in the middle of the Yarden as they're crossing. V'hakanim nosei aron omdim besocha Yarden, and the kanim who are carrying the aron, who are standing in the middle of the Yarden, sort of stay there frozen in place. Atom kol hadavar asher tziva Hashem es Yoshua, until Yoshua finishes speaking all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded him to say. So the question is, what exactly did Yehoshua suddenly start telling the people at that moment? The Me'am Lo'ez tells us that as Bnei Yisrael are standing there in the middle of the Yarden, they see on one side of them this enormous pillar of water that's standing there. They're witnessing an incredible nes. Yehoshua says, Bnei Yisrael, look around. Do you see this beautiful nes that's happening to you right now? Do you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence here with you? Well, you should know, as you cross over into the lands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with you too. And you're going to experience nisim like this one, miracles just like this one, as you go into battle and conquer the land. The Abar Benel says something slightly different. And he says, what was Yehoshua suddenly saying to Bnei Israel at that point? Yehoshua was suddenly revealing the Nevuah that he had previously revealed. The Nevuah that we've already seen in Perek Aleph, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come to Yehoshua and told him, Kol mokom mashe tidrof kafrag lechem bo lechem nesati, of everywhere that you step, where you tread, I am going to give you. That land is going to become yours. Chazak ve'ematz, just make sure you stay very strong, very resolute, ki atatan chelat amazeh, because you are going to establish yourselves, you are going to apportion out this land. It's been the land that's been sworn to your forefathers. And again, just be very careful. Chazak ve'emat ma'od lishmar lasas kochal haTorah. Just become very strong and make sure you keep every single word of the Torah. And that, says the Abar Benel, is what Yehoshua chose to tell Bnei Israel that moment. He says to them, we're going to cross into the land, and it's going to be a land that you're going to, it's a land that was promised to our forefathers, but we just have to remain very, very strong and committed to keeping the Torah. Pasuk Yud Aleph, we are now told that the Kohanim together with the Aaron cross in front of the people. Vayihi kasher tam kol ha'am la'avar, when all the people had finished crossing, vayavar Aaron Hashem v'hakonim lifnei ha'am. Now the Aaron of Hashem with the Kohanim passes in front of the people. And again, the Perek will deal with this crossing in detail in a few pasukim time, but all of a sudden we are reintroduced back to those 2.5 tribes, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Manasseh. And Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayaaviru b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad v'chatzi shevet ha-Manasseh, chamushim lifnei b'nei Yisrael. And the Reuven, the tribe of God, and half of the tribe of Manasseh appear armed in front of b'nei Yisrael, kasher dibra aleihem Moshe, and they're doing exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu had told them to do. And the Alshech points out, why did they all of a sudden at that moment choose to show up? Because they, having been filled with the emunah at that moment, having seen the nes, they wanted to act as role models to the rest of Klal Yisrael. They rushed to the front and say, here we are. Now we are ready for battle. We are ready to conquer this land. And then Pasuk Yedaleh tells us that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised Yehoshua, Bayom Hahu Gidel Hashem Es Yehoshua, Yehoshua does become very great Be'enei Kol Yisrael, in the eyes of all Yisrael. Klal Yisrael see Yehoshua and they understand, wow, this is Yehoshua, we can trust him, we will look to him, vayiru oso kasha yaru es Moshe, and they're going to fear him in the same way that they'd feared Moshe kol yomei chayav, all the days of his life. So now the next few pasukim take us back again to that story of the Kohanim crossing. Vayoma Hashem al Yehoshua lema, Hashem tells Yehoshua, saying, tzaveh es ha-kohanim nosei aron ha-edus vayalu min ha-yardin. Now go back and tell the Kohanim, who once were carrying the aron ha-edus, that they should cross and come up out of the Yardin. And Yehoshua goes ahead and he tells the Kohanim that they should come out from the Yardin. And it was when the Kohanim come out, the ones who are carrying the Aron, that the second the soles of their feet hit the dry land, then the waters of the Yardin go back flowing as they did normally. They don't actually go crashing down all at once. That would have caused a flood or a tsunami, but rather they go back flowing as they had done. Now, there's a lot of machlokas in Chazal, exactly how you understand how the Kohanim crossed. I'm actually going to leave that aside for right now. Pasuk Yotes tells us, V'ha'am alu min ha'yardin, now the people have come up out of the Yardin, and Be'osar lachodesh, it reminds us this is all taking place on the 10th of the first month, V'yachanu ba'Gilgal b'ksei Mizrach Yericho, and they're going to camp in Gilgal. They're going to stay in Gilgal, which is at the edge of the eastern edge of Yericho. That's going to happen much later. We know they have a very, very long day ahead of them before they get to that. And those 12 stones that they've taken out of the Yardin, Hekim Yoshua Bel Gilgal, Yoshua is going to eventually establish and set up in Gilgal. And again, Yoshua goes back in the next few pasukim, and he reminds Bnei Yisrael that the reason you're doing this is because when your children in the future ask you, Maha Avanim Ha'ela, what are these stones all about? Vohodatem es b'neichem, in Pasuk Kafes, you're going to be able to turn around and you're going to be able to remind and inform and tell your children, Lemar saying, Bayabasha Avar Yisrael as a Yardin, as a Klal Yisrael crossed over onto this Yardin in dry lands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tremendous miracles. He did miracles in the past when we crossed the Yamsuf. Some of you, says Yehoshua, will have been around, like me, he says, to have seen that miracle. And some of you are just experiencing this amazing miracle right now of crossing the Yardin, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yardin again for us here. And the parak concludes, Leman Das Kol Amei Ha'aret as Yad Hashem. The entire nation, all the nations of the land, all the different nations, the Canaanite nations who are living in Eretz Yisrael at the time will now know, having seen this miracle of the splitting of the Yardin, because for miles around they were able to see this enormous column of water. They all now know the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazakahi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, but also Lema'an Yarusem Es Hashem Elokechem Kol HaYamim. You now have also experienced this amazing, amazing nes, and this is going to allow you to have Yiras Hashem that's going to last you, hopefully, a very, very long time. So we know this has all taken place on the 10th of Nisan. And I was just thinking, what took place 40 years earlier on another 10th of Nisan? 40 years previously, prior to this story on the 10th of Nisan, we had Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim being commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by Moshe, telling them, take that lamb and tie it to your doorpost, because in a few days from now, you're going to offer up a Korban Pesach. And you imagine the Bnei Yisrael at that time sort of detaching themselves from the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. The Nisayon must have been to have taken one of the Avodah Zarahs of Mitzrayim, the lamb, and to have shown HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, we have so much Emunah in you, we're now ready to move into the next stage where we're detaching ourselves from Mitzrayim and we're ready to move into having Emunah in you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for 40 years, from that 10th of Nisan onwards, they're going to experience open miracle after open miracle. Of course, they'd experienced Nisan before that in Mitzrayim. They'd already seen 9 out of the 10 Makos. And of course, as they come into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to see many more Nisim. But that 40 years period from that 10th of Nisan, when they took that Korban Pesach in preparation, and this 10th of Nisan here, as they cross over the Yardin, was a beautiful 40-year period of open miracles of really, really establishing the Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now as they come into the land on the 10th of Nisan, they say, we're ready for the next stage. We're ready to move to the next stage of Emunah. They know that coming into the land of Eretz Yisrael, they're no longer going to have all of the same level of openness. And now they're going to have to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the land. They're going to have to work the land. They're not going to receive the man. They're going to have to actually create, you know, grow wheat. But they're going to have a different level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these 2/10 of Nisans are sort of bookends of their relationship of Emunah with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that started in Mitzrayim, that grew and grew for 40 years. And now they're ready for the next stage of their journey as they come into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th of Nisan. Thank you for learning this parak together with me. Sefer Yehoshua is dedicated by Nina and Chaim Schenker in memory of our dear grandmothers, Miriam Schenker, Rachel Freeman, Teresa, Schreiber and Bella Oppenheimer, Alea Mashalam, Neshot Chayil, who lived with the utmost commitment to Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim, despite the physical and spiritual challenges they faced living in the United States, Israel, or Europe. May their example continue to inspire our families and the family of Klal Yisrael. I wish everyone a wonderful day.